Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alvin Josephy of WOR's Special Features Division, speaking to you from the Hayden Planetarium of the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. Outside the windows of the world tonight, riding low in the eastern sky, is the great red planet Mars, easily seen from Earth as a brilliant salmon-colored star. On the calendars of men of science, and particularly astronomers, this is a very important evening, for Mars and our own Earth have swung on their respective orbits until they are the closest they have been together since 1924. All over the world tonight, telescopes are trained into space. And a little later, on this program, WOR engineers, working in collaboration with Dr. Clyde Fisher, curator-in-chief of the Hayden Planetarium, will attempt to send the first radio signal ever transmitted through that space to the fiery red planet. But now, as that mysterious planet speeds on through space, widening the gap between it and the Earth, it's time to present the second half of this special feature broadcast. A switch is snapped, and we hear now from Dave Driscoll.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm speaking to you from a giant radio receiving station at Baldwin, Long Island, a radio receiving station through which the Mutual Network relays broadcasts from the four corners of the Earth. On either side of me are banks of powerful receiving sets tuned to frequencies ranging from 3 to 20,000 meters. Operators have been manning these receivers since 10:30 this evening, listening for a possible signal from Mars. In the background, you can hear a composite of all the sounds being heard on these frequencies. The business of Earth, the traffic of armies and navies, news copy, friendly wireless conversation of amateurs on the continents of the world, all blending into a symphony of sound, whirling back and forth across the forests and oceans of the Earth, man's most modern means of communication. Thus far this evening, we've heard only a few sounds which we've not been able to identify, and there's little reason to believe that they did not originate at an Earth transmitter. With us are a large group of New York and New Jersey newspaper men and Dr. Clyde Fisher, the curator-in-chief of the Hayden Planetarium of the American Museum of Natural History, who is here acting as observer for his organization. And a few miles away at Hicksville, Long Island, the giant code transmitter is ready to flash a 100,000-watt beam signal directly at Mars and provide the second chapter in our experiment. Our engineers propose to literally fire a signal through space in the hope it will be heard on Mars, and at the same time, and most important of all for us, be reflected off the surface of Mars and sent back to Earth to be picked up by these receivers. The transmitter, although some miles away from this point, may be operated from this building by remote control to provide the first experiment of this kind in history. Because a radio signal travels at the rate of 186,000 miles per second, it will take 3 minutes and 14 seconds approximately to travel from Earth to Mars. If it is reflected off the surface of the planet, it will take an equal amount of time to return to Earth. Therefore, 6 minutes and approximately 28 seconds will pass before we might expect to hear our signal return. And now, engineer Charles Singer will press a key and the dots and dashes that you will hear will be picked up as they are transmitted from a special antenna beamed at Mars. All right, here we go. Penetrated through the Kennelly Heaviside layer, a magnetic layer some 50 miles to 100 miles above the Earth, it is reasonable to believe that they will continue on through space and strike Mars. Normally, it is believed signals do not pass through this zone of maximum ionization and are reflected back to some part of Earth. However, some scientists believe signals do pass through and into space, and that is the purpose of this experiment tonight. Let's pause now and wait. We'll be patient and see if we hear the signal return. Well, it should be here. Thank you. And also, for the purposes of our experiment, the signal failed to return, and so we're going to conclude this broadcast in which we have attempted to send the signal to Mars and back to Earth. Presentation of the WOR Special Features Division, Dave Driscoll speaking, and this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.